What's all the buzz about nasal irrigation and Navage? And should I try it? Here's the science. Airborne germs invade through your nose. It's the body's air filter for trapping allergens and viruses. When your nose gets clogged, it's less effective and germs multiply. Eventually, your immune system can get overwhelmed and you get sick. Nasal irrigation is an effective, all-natural way to clean your nose. It's not a drug. It's more like plumbing. Saline goes in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out mucus and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage pulls out the bad stuff so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. At Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and Walmart. Or go to Navage.com for a free gift with purchase. Over 2 million sold. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Protests in Chicago over mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policies for police, firefighters, and other city workers. Retired police officer Charmaine Kilbasa spoke to the city council.
The only thing this is about is control. You want to violate the collective bargaining unit of the FOP and the unions. All unions across the entire U.S. should be outraged by this.
Chicago officials say the vast majority of city workers are already vaccinated. The British leader lowering expectations ahead of next week's big international climate conference in Scotland.
Answering questions from school children from around the world, Boris Johnson predicts a very, very tough summit.
I'm very worried because it might go wrong, and we might not get the agreements that we need. And it's touch and go. It's very, very difficult, but I think it can be done.
While the UK, he says, has cut CO2 and coal emissions massively, the leaders of major players like Russia and China don't plan to attend the world gathering. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Unique vending machines in Japan are proving to be successful amid the pandemic. Consumers are turning to the machines for a variety of items, including frozen fish. It's a way for businesses affected by the pandemic to stay afloat while allowing customers to avoid COVID exposure by just pressing a button. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow up 64 points. This is ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. 20 minutes of nonstop news continues on Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good afternoon. Como News Time 104. I'm Taylor Van Sice. And now we check in on our Como traffic update from the Dubin Long Group Traffic Center. Here's Kimmy Klein.
Well, it's been blustery, especially in the South Sound. South 5 near Mounts Road, we have a downed tree blocking two left lanes, so that's causing a backup from the JBLM main gate. Even Northbound 5 is extra busy from Martin Way to Marvin Road. That's where a tree fell down on that side of the freeway, but that tree has been cleared. There is a high wind warning across Tacoma Narrows Bridge, and Northbound 5 is rolling slow just past the Tacoma Dome. In Kirkland, North 405 off-ramp to 124th is partially blocked by a crash, but the earlier accident in Kirkland that was partially blocking 85th just west of 405, that's been cleared. And in South Seattle, East Marginal Way remains closed between 14th Avenue South and 84th Place due to downed utility poles. That also has a South Park Bridge closed, and Seattle City Light is working to fix it, but they don't expect to have those roads reopen until about midday tomorrow. This report is sponsored by Indeed.com. Find the right hire right now. Indeed helps you attract, screen, and interview quality candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Your next Como traffic at 1:14.
Now the Como forecast. Weather this week is not going to suddenly become sunny and beautiful to watch. It's going to stay rainy for most of this week, really, and windy, damagingly so, on the Washington coast for today. Right now in Seattle, it's 55 degrees. Como News Time, 106. All right, we're going to try something here and sync up with the Seattle Mariners right now, because Ken Griffey Jr. is buying a stake in the team. What we hear right now is background music, so I think there's a little bit of a delay between what's going on live right now and what's happening within the Seattle Mariners clubhouse. But before long, we expect to hear from Ken Griffey Jr., the kid, on his purchase of a portion of the Seattle Mariners. He's part of an organizational ownership team, similar to what the Seattle Sounders have done with Russell Wilson and his wife Sierra, among other Microsoft executives and powerful and wealthy people in the city of Seattle, to own a portion of the Seattle Sounders. So now with the Seattle Mariners, we expect to hear that Ken Griffey Jr. has done just that. Griffey, of course, well, I don't need to tell you the importance he has with the Seattle Mariners club history, but he's been on board with the Mariners for the last decade or so since his retirement as an advisor. All right, live now to the Mariners Clubhouse.
Welcome to all our fans that are watching or listening on Mariners.com, MLB.com, and all of our streaming platforms. Obviously, you know the two gentlemen at the head table, but Ken Griffey Jr. and our managing partner, John Stanton. John?
Thank you, and thanks for getting together on such short notice. We very much appreciate you all being here for this great occasion. I want to formally announce that Ken Griffey Jr. has agreed to join the Seattle Mariners ownership partnership. Ken is the second new investing partner in the Seattle Mariners in the last 30 years, and the first in over 20 years. When we look at any issue with the Mariners, we start with what our mission is. Our mission is to win championships, to delight our fans, and to serve our communities. And Ken's joining the partnership helps us do all three things. The lasting image I have, if I look around this room, I can probably find one of the pictures of Ken at the bottom of the pile in 1995 after Edgar's double. There is no one I have ever met that wants the Seattle Mariners to win a championship more than Ken Griffey. A few weeks ago, we all saw 45,000 fans in this building. And I have to confess, I walked the aisles and walked down around the 100 and 300 level. And I love the fact that I saw so many well-worn number 24 jerseys. Our fans love Ken, and Ken loves our fans. And that love relationship, I think, will now only be further enhanced. And in terms of serving our communities, there's no one I have seen that is more dedicated to kids, whether it's Make-A-Wish, Children's Hospital, or just mentoring young players. And I'm very excited to see Ken get involved in some of our youth efforts here, just as he has been a leader nationally. There's a lasting image, I think is going to be on one of the screens for me, of Ken talking to Jared Kelenic at the Futures game this year. That relationship, I think, is very special and will help us as a franchise to see what's the art of the possible. The strength of any partnership is based on the breadth of perspectives of the partners. All of our partners are passionate fans. But Ken brings a unique perspective to this partnership because he's played the game at a Hall of Fame level, and he's remained involved in the game since his retirement in 2010. I've had the opportunity to work with Ken for the last couple of years on the MLB Competition Committee. And I know from that Ken is a fan, but I also understand his incisive mind. He sees things that other people don't see, and he has a perspective on the game that I think is unique, even among former players. Ken has invested in our partnership in a routine process that the Mariners have had for a number of years, whereby individual partners are able to buy or sell their interests as a part of a process that we have to give liquidity. Ken was able to buy a part of one of our partners' interests through that process that started in June. The partner that sold units did not sell out and is still a partner in the Mariners. So with that, I want to welcome Ken Griffey Jr. as a new member of the Mariners Partnership. Ken?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I really don't know what to say. You don't really think of this as a kid. I mean, this is a dream come true. You look at, where I started, where I was born, Denora, Pennsylvania, Steel Mill Town, and it gives hope for kids to be able to reach this point. Being a part of an organization, being a part of a group that wants to win, and we are going to win. We are going to win. I don't like losing. I think that, the guys who played with me and the guys I played against, I'm a very bad loser. I take this responsibility, to the highest level. I think, being a 17-year-old kid, get drafted, You know, I consider this like the guy who started in the mailroom and now has worked his way up. And, you know, this is the opportunity, like I said, that I don't take lightly. And I look forward to having a fun, you know, on and off the field, making sure that the kids here understand what it takes to play each and every day. I think, you know, that's sort of been lost in the last couple of years of learning what it's like to be a pro. You know, I've had great teachers, you know, from my rookie year, you know, from Harold Reynolds, Dave Valley, Alvin Davis, Mickey Brantley, you know, Darnell Coles. All these guys have molded me into who I am today. And, you know, they took on a daunting task of messing with a teenager. And, you know, they all had families and all, you know, were, you know, successful. And they said, you know what? We need this kid and we're going to teach him. You know, when his dad wasn't around, we are going to be his older brother and uncle. And we're going to be the guy that tells you what you need to hear, not so much what you want to hear. And, you know, I can't thank those guys enough. And I want to be able to do that to these guys now, is to be able to have the conversation. Jared texted me this morning saying, congratulations. You know, we have a unique thing. I'm like, hey, just relax and play baseball. You've done it. You know, going from AAA to here, there's no different. You just have to relax. And you saw that at the end of the year, he started to relax, and you saw the player that he can become and better. He's only going to get better. So, you know, I look forward to working, you know, with John and Chris and everybody else in the ownership and asking me questions and me asking them questions, because it's still a learning process for me, you know, of being an owner. So it's going to take me some time, and I'm going to enjoy it.
If we have questions, we have a microphone we'll bring. I think Corey has the first question.
Seattle Mariner, great Hall of Famer, so Ken Griffey Jr., becoming a member of the ownership of the Seattle Mariners today. We're going to take a couple of questions here from the press corps that gathered at the Mariners clubhouse.
An empty nester or not, but probably getting close to that at some point. But, I mean, how does the timing of all this sort of come about and your interest in becoming a partner and moving into this role as opposed to maybe working on the field with players, which obviously is something that's near and dear to you? But why this? Why now?
Well, I'm still not an empty nester. They seem to keep migrating back home. It's almost like the Great Migration. They just come back home all at once. but I've thought about this, you know, for years, and talked about it for years. And, you know, it's not that I just woke up one morning and said, hey, I want to do this. It hasn't been that. I've had conversations with everybody, and we just felt that it was the right time now. It wasn't, you know, like I said, it wasn't something that was just discussed like last week. I mean, you know, we knew a couple months prior to the end of the season, but the team was playing well, and I didn't want to take the distraction away from them. And, you know, that was one of the big things, is making sure that these guys know that I'm behind them. I'm not going to be that guy that's going to stand out in front. I want them to go out there and play and not have to worry about me.
Stoney?
John, I just want to clarify, does this have anything to do with Kevin Mathers' shares of the team?
No.
News conference going on right now with Ken Griffey Jr., new owner of the Mariners, in part.
John, can you sort of walk through, like, was this a situation where you had a partner who was looking to sell some of their shares, or was this a case of, you know, you went to a partner and said, hey, Ken wants to join the group. Would you be interested in giving or selling him some of your shares?
We have a routine process that was included as a part of the buyout of Nintendo and partial buyout of Nintendo in 2016. So every other year there's an opportunity for owners to make the decision that they want to sell part, theoretically all of their interest, or that they want to buy more. And so this was a part of that. As Ken said, he had indicated an interest in doing this some time ago, but we stuck to our process that the time clock on it runs starts July 1, and so we had a conversation. It really didn't take very long. One of the partners wanted to sell some of their interests for personal reasons, and so we had that opportunity, and Ken bought most of those interests. If I can just interrupt myself and acknowledge, many of our partners are here today, and I wanted to thank them all for being supportive of this process. One thing I didn't note is under our process, it requires a unanimous vote to add a new partner, and this partnership voted unanimously, and I might dare say obviously, to add Ken Griffey Jr. as our partner. So that was very important. I want to thank all of them, and I'd also note that Katie Griggs is here, as is, I don't see him, but there he is. Jerry DePoto and Justin Hollander are also here today. So,
Brad?
Ken, have you had time to think about what part of your new role you're most kind of looking forward to? Is it, calling free agents? Is it being involved in the trading process? Is it still helping on the field? Have you thought about what you might be most looking forward to doing?
Well, I've been with the organization for, 20 years. So it's not really that difficult. No, whatever they need me to do. I think that's the key, is we're all in this together. I think the fans want to see a good product on the field. And, if I got to call somebody, I got to call somebody. But for the most part, it's just continuing to help the guys that we have here now and getting the best out of them.
You talked about the young talent earlier on, and we just saw how special it was, how close this team came to making the playoffs. Had more wins than the Braves, even. So, joining the ownership group at this time, which consensus is the brightest days are sooner rather than later. How special is that part of it?
Well, you always want to be in something special, and these guys did something special. If you look at the beginning of the year, they were, if you look at all the rankings and stuff, there was no way that this, and they, grew together and understood that, hey, we can really do something special here. And, they started winning and where people were counting them out. And I think, that happens to the start of something special. You look at, the years that, I was involved in 95, that year, and not comparing the two, but, they threw us out, said we're not this. I was out for 73 days, but the guys, who filled those roles, who were the guys who were injured, performed. And I wouldn't say that they overperformed. I think that they had an opportunity to show people what they can do on a day-to-day basis, and they were able to go out there and win some games.
Daniel. Ken Griffey Jr. speaking from T-Mobile Park today. New owner of the Seattle Mariners. No, not the majority owner, but basically what happened was another portion of the ownership group decided they wanted to sell some of their shares. Mariners ownership called up Griffey, said, hey, you want in? The kid said, yeah. And so now he's a partial owner of the Seattle Mariners, the Hall of Famer who is wearing his Mariners cap in his Hall of Fame plaque. Great to see that, and I'm sure we'll see a lot more of him in the years and seasons ahead. Big old smile on his face, too, during this press conference. Come on, News Time 121. It's kind of a money topic, I suppose, as we get our Propel Insurance business news. The Dow closing, closing higher by 64 points today to 35,741. The NASDAQ up 136 points to 15,226. And the S&P 500 gained 21 points today to end at 4,566, a gain of about 0.5%. Your money news at 20 and 50 past each hour, and a Como traffic update is next.
Como News. Join the Como News Listener Club. This week, win two tickets to the Georgetown Haunted Morgue with Star 101.5. Get details on this must-see experience at SeattleHaunts.com. Just go to comonews.com, highlight radio, and click on radio contests.